Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you this morning for you've brought us here to come and minister to us. We need your Holy Spirit to strengthen all of us and speak to us, for you have a good plan for our lives. Be with us as we start this sermon. Empower all of us according to our needs. Be blessed and be glorified. We pray because we believe in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated, please. Praise the Lord. It's a big privilege for me to be here this morning to speak on the behalf of the Lord. It's a special day because we are launching a week of prayer and fasting, as we dedicate 2021 in God's hand. So be prepared to fast and to participate in the seminar that will be held across the week. Amen. Please, I will ask you to turn your Bibles in Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. Meanwhile, preparing Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 through 6. Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. I'm reading from the Modern English Version. I can do all things because of Christ who strengthens me. Proverbs 3, 5 through 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will direct your paths. Amen. Today's topic is titled, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Here is our question this morning to all of us. What would you do if you knew that you couldn't fail? What would you do if you knew that you couldn't fail? Probably it will be immediately clear to all of us, or to most of people, that we do things because we know that we can't do all other things. Or at least we believe that we can do what we've done. So this morning, we have a good news for all of us. Is that we have the assurance, we have the guarantee from the Lord. And the Apostle Paul said, as he was speaking on the behalf of God, from the verse we've read in Philippians, he said this, I can do all things because of Christ who strengthens me. In the Amplification Version, it said, I am ready for anything and equal to anything through who infuses inner strength in me. This means I am self-sufficient in Jesus Christ's sufficiency. Another version says that I have strength for all things in Christ who empowers me. Brothers and sisters, this passage assures us that we can receive all strength we need to accomplish everything through Jesus Christ. As we know about Paul, he is among the great apostles. He achieved great success in his life. And he reached the point that even up today, we are still learning from what he did, from his personal experience with God. So he was so famous that even today, this morning, we are still learning from him. So let me ask you, he is one of the doctors of the law. This is well known to all of us. But he's stating that I can do all things because of Christ. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So if your success is a result of other people's efforts or other people's assistance, can we really say that? Is that your success? Is it yours? Friends, this is reminding us that Jesus Christ at the cross, he has won the victory for you and I. So that today we can walk in victory and we can face situations with confidence, not because of our own abilities, our human abilities, but because of God's abilities. Amen. So having that understanding that we really owe everything to God, it will help us not to boast for anything we've achieved, because we'll know this is not done because of us, it's done because of God himself. Paul acknowledges Jesus as the source of his power, the source of his success. So let's say that there is no way for you and I to acknowledge God, to recognize God as the source of our success unless we started the project with Him. So we are already in a new year. You've planned things. Did you start with God? So that at the end of the year, you may be able to say, not I made it, but God made it. Friends, Philippians chapter 4, verse 13, denotes three lessons that we are having. And I think that for all of us, it can be like a takeaway for us as we face this new year, 2021. Lesson one is humility. And one way of defining humility is acknowledging other people's ancestors in your success. Paul went further from 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9, and he said this, "But he said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weaknesses. Therefore, most gladly, I will boast in my weaknesses that the power of Christ may rest upon me.'" Brothers and sisters, we need to humble enough as we seek God, accepting that we are weak without God. And this will draw us to God's presence as we seek Him in prayer. But sometimes, as we are undergoing difficult times, we try to solve the problems on our ways. Problems that seem to overwhelm all of us. And I would like to mention to all of us this morning that when we start looking at problems from the perspective defined by God, from God's perspective, according to the power of His word, according to His power, according to His own abilities, our problems will be insignificant. We should make a determined effort at all times to focus on the Lord. Friends, John the Baptist said, "I must grow less and He must grow more prominent." It takes humility to live in submission to the authoritative God's word. Second truth, or second lesson for us this morning, is trust. One, we've said humility. Second one, trust. Trust is one way defined as having confidence that God will do all what He has said He will do. He has promised things. So, have you trusted Him to be sure that He will accomplish what He has planned, what He has promised? Proverbs we read remind us that we need to trust in the Lord with all our strength, all our hearts, and lean not on our own understanding. Acknowledging God in all our ways, and He will direct our path. In this way, there are two kinds of people. There are two ways people go through this world. One way, you have those who are remembering God in their walk, in their daily lives. On the other hand, we have those who really forget about God. And the first category, trust God with all their strength. And the second one, they lean on their own understanding in walking in this world. Dear brothers and sisters, this morning, God is whispering to us, "Trust me." This is the primary lesson God wants us to take from this message as we go along this new year, 2021. Unfortunately, even if this is the most lesson we should learn, learning to trust God, we're still struggling with this in our daily lives. I would mention that we can only trust the Lord the way we depend on how closer we are to Him. How closer we are to God will help us to trust in the Lord. Unless we are closer to the Lord, we will not be able to trust Him. And the more we draw closer to God, the more our confidence in Him will increase, and the more we will be at ease, we'll be in joy, we will be at peace despite what we are going through. I know that 2020 was not easy, but God was still there working. So despite what you are going through, we still need to trust in the Lord because He never fails. We need to acknowledge God in every way. God is leading all of us, for He knows where He is bringing us to. He knows the destination we are heading to. So what we need to do is to just follow Him. Do you know that we were created to be led? That's why we are called followers of Jesus Christ. Lesson 3, dependence. Relying on God in everything. That's how we try to define dependence. There is a very interesting statement, as we have mentioned it, in Proverbs 3:6, that says, "In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will direct your paths." This means more than giving direction or guidance. It means cut a straight path to lead to a right end. This means God knows us. He knows where He is leading us to and what we can do for us to be successful this new year is to keep trusting God. For He is a loving God. He knows us, and through Him, we can do all things. Brothers and sisters, we should be conscious that God is present among us. His presence through our daily lives is the source of our strength. Amen. That's why we should trust completely God, for He is our God who is ready, really, to lead us in the right direction. So when we are coming to choose, we need to come back to Him. God, what do I need to choose? The lesson 4 we can learn this morning is that we need to have a positive mental attitude and be grateful as Paul did. Paul had a positive mental attitude, and he draws it from his humility, his trust in God, and his total dependence on God. Unless we are humble, unless we can be confident in God, unless we can rely on Him and stay and be grateful, we cannot be able to develop a positive mental attitude. Yes, this is very helpful to all of us as we face our daily lives. There are some people, some great authors who made some quotes. I'll mention 3 of them. We know John Maxwell, he said, "The greatest day in your life and mine is when we take total responsibility for our attitudes. That's the day we truly grow up." So what must we do to stay on top of our mental attitudes? Let's consider this thought of Albert Einstein. He says, "Weakness of attitude becomes weakness of character." This means that the strength of attitude becomes the strength of character. James Lane observed this: "Adversity does not build character, but it reveals it." And this is said, and we want to mention this: the way we react to tough times reveals our character and our attitudes. So, friends, we need to be grateful for everything we have. Instead of lamenting, instead of complaining, we need to be grateful, because that is the most powerful attitude we should develop as a Christian. If you want a better life, give thanks for everything. We need to learn how to practice gratitude every morning as we start the day. We need to be thankful to God. This will help us to stay positive during the day, despite what we are going to face. So our constant words of thanksgiving will automatically draw us in God's presence. So friends, for you and I, we need to think and see, what is my attitude towards circumstances I'm going through? What is my understanding? But this morning, the Lord is telling us that you can do all things through me, who strengthens you. Amen. Brothers and sisters, as we close, let's say that Paul was able to share many truths with us because he had time. to go through them and learn to trust God, learn to humble himself, learn to depend on God as he was going through adversities. So for us today, we need to be ready to face the same these last days before Christ returns. So the secret for us to be successful this morning through our lives is to focus continually on the indwelling presence of Jesus Christ in us. Because if you are to do something good, it will be just because of him in us. Unless we focus on God, unless we keep on relying on him, there is no way for us to be successful. Brothers and sisters, the closer relationship with God was the secret for Paul to stay positive. And for us this morning, let's say that you've planned things for this new year. And we've announced that this week is dedicated to prayer and fasting. We are dedicating 2021 in God's hand. But if we don't surrender all our plans in God's hand, if we don't trust him completely to lead us through the process, if we don't depend on him, if we don't change our attitude, we may not be successful. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. How? By approaching life with humility, by trusting that God will surely accomplish what he promises, by depending on him in everything, and by working with a positive mental attitude that will help us to have a grateful heart. May the Lord bless his word. Amen.